Hello.
Hi there. Hey, this is Aaron.
Oh, hi, Aaron. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm good. Oh, great. With the cooking. I hope you're done with the cooking.
Oh, yeah, I am. I just finished up.
Oh, great. I hope it it tastes good. All right, so are you close to a computer or a laptop right now by any chance?
I'm about to go in my office and pull up my computer, turn on my computer. Give me one second. Hold on one second, okay?
All right, sure.
Okay.
Are we still connected? Yolanda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm about
there
pull
you
it
are.
Up right now.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you there for a second. Did you put me on mute or something?
Okay. Are you wanting me to pull up my website or pull up you all's website or what?
I wanted to show you one of the websites we recently worked on. Actually, a couple of websites we recently worked on. One of them is CWLC. That's California Women's Law Center. It's an abbreviation for that. CWLC.org. O-R-G.
Okay. CWLC.org.
Yep, that's right.
California Women's Law Center. Got it. Okay.
Let me know when you have it open.
Yes, I do.
Oh, great. So do you see how the website, it's laid out? Like we recently developed this website. Your website, on the other hand, enough3e.org, wanted to ask you, how long ago did you get it developed? Like, has it been over a year, more than a year?
Yeah, it was in 2018.
2018. Oh, okay. So it's about four years.
Yeah, but since then, like I said, I give her various things, and she updates it and adds things to it and just different things like that.
Just the content, right? But the platform it was developed on, it's still the same. That hasn't changed, correct?
Correct. That's GoDaddy.
GoDaddy is actually the domain. Enough3e.org. Your website, it's a static website. Since it was developed in 2018, it's kind of outdated. Are you getting? Do you have like do you get analytical report for the website, like how much traffic you're getting and how much visitors you're getting on the website? Do you get any kind of report?
Yes, I do.
So, are you getting a good amount of visitors and traffic on your website?
I have events, and based on those events, the traffic from the advertisement for the events and different things like that, and me actually going to various events where I don't do very many opportunities for vendors, but I'm a part of several different chambers. And in those chambers, handing out business cards and different things like that brings traffic to my website as well.
Okay. All right. Just bear with me for a moment. Just give me one second.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that. So now I believe you want to get some updates. You want to update your current website, so you would like to keep the same domain, right? Enough3e.org. You want to keep the same domain for your website?
Yeah, that's fine, because I have an LLC also that I'm about to stand up. So I have two businesses, a nonprofit and an LLC, and both of them are under GoDaddy. So.
All right, and your LLC, your DBA, doing business as with the same name as your website, enough3e.org?
No, it's Enough Love to Give.
I'm sorry, it's what?
It's called Enough Love to Give.
Enough Love to Give. Oh, that's cool.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, with
and
the number two.
And another website, number two, got it. And another website I wanted to show you, it's called now.org, like now, N-O-W.
Okay, let me pull that one up.
And for your website right now, do you have like an admin access? Are you able to edit the content yourself, or you get it done through a developer?
Through a developer. She, like I said, I paid her and for her to initially set it up. And then based on so many edits, I pay her for so many edits.
Edit as in just the content-related edits, like just content?
Yeah, like taking stuff down or putting stuff up.
Right, right.
Or adding.
Now what we can do is the websites that we develop, that we work on, we provide our clients with a content management system. Yolanda, do you know what's a content management system or a CMS?
No, but it sounds like something that allows me to do it myself.
Correct. That is correct. A content management system, it's where you are able to edit the content of your website all by yourself. Like, you don't need to have any professional language, a programming language. You don't need to learn any coding for that. It's as easy to use a Facebook page. Like, if you've used a Facebook page before, you can easily log in. Like, you get an ID and a password for the back end of your website. Just like Facebook,
uh-huh.
You put your ID and a password, and you get to the back end of your website, and from there you can change the picture, you can change the text, you can.
Okay. So she should have told me about that. Shouldn't she have told me about that?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was saying she should have told me about that, right?
Right, but your website, the current website that you have right now, that it doesn't have a content management system.
Is it because it's on GoDaddy?
No, that's not the reason. The reason is because it's not built on WordPress. If it was built on WordPress, it would have had the content management system. So what we do is when we finish working on a website, when we get it live, we provide our clients with a video tutorial and a guide manual on how to use the back end of the content management system of the website. And we also offer a maintenance service as well. So it's not like that we're going to, once we finish working on your website, we're going to let you go and we're going to be like, you're on your own, off you go now. It's not going to be like that. But we will provide you with the maintenance plan, maintenance technical support. But on top of that, we're also going to teach you on how to manage the content of your website. So you won't have to go to any developer or need any professional help in editing the content of your website. You'd be able to do it right away, right there and then. And as far as providing the support and maintenance, although we do provide in maintenance the content-related changes, it does cover the content-related changes, the maintenance that we offer. But it's mostly catered towards fixing the performance of the website, like if it's having any performance issues or if there's like any security or if there's any bug or any, any technical issue with the website.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what our maintenance plan covers, basically. But we do help with the content changes as well. We don't charge anything extra for that, by the way. There's no additional charges. Yep. So what I'm saying is basically we will provide you with a content management system. So later down the road, you'll be able to do that all by yourself. Now, as far as the design goes, I believe you want to keep the same logo for your website, right? Enough.
Yes, the
heart shape.
Yeah, a company did that for me for free.
Okay, that's cool. So, yeah, we can keep the same logo. Basically, the way our process works is initially we work on the design part. We're going to create design mock-ups for you, like different website layout options for you. And once you approve the design, once you're satisfied with the design, then we move towards the front and the back end development. So if you look at the CWLC.org, it has a similar kind of logo as in the color. So it has a similar color scheme and the theme, which is blue and white. So that's just to give you an idea. We don't work on templates or ready-made solutions. We provide a fully custom tailored website solution, which is tailored specifically to the client's requirements and the needs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So what is the overall price for you all service, Aaron?
Aaron, are you there? Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, now I can. I was saying, what's the overall price for you all service?
Yep, we have a package that covers basically everything that you need. If you go to our website, elitewebsitecreator.com.
Mm-hmm. You said elite?
Elitewebsitecreator.com.
Okay.
And let me know when you're on our website. And by the way, did you get a chance to look at now.org?
Yes, I did. I just got off of it a few minutes ago.
Cool. Okay, let's see.
Okay, yeah, I'm there.
You on elitewebsitecreator.com? I don't think you're – I don't see you on our website.
Let me see. Elitecreator?
Yep, Elite Website Creator.
Create.
Yep, it's called Creator.
I put an O instead of an E. Let me see. Hopefully
okay.
I get it. Upload
so
a design.
The full address is. Yeah, so the full address is elitewebsitecreator.com.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you have like any deadline for the project? Like, is there any deadline that you're working on?
No. I'm the CEO and president, so. No.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool. And how often?
It's a website design we're celebrating. Is that the right one? Can you hear me?
Elitewebsitecreator.com. Yeah, it's like it's cutting in and out. Are you like indoor?
I'm in. At my office. So is it a blue where young girls, it says website design worth celebrating? No?
No. I don't think that's the one.
Elite? Elite, E-L-I-T-E, website, creator.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me see. Creators, best design agency in the U.S. at your service at Elite Web Creators. checking your browser before accessing the Elite Website Creator.
Yep.
Bending, changing, evolving the world with dedication? No? Is that the right?
Yep, that's
is that
the
what
one.
It says when you first
now
come
I see
on
you on our,
okay.
on our website. Let me, yep. Yep, that's the one. Right-hand side is like a message option. Let me type in hi there.
Oh, okay.
I just requested my assistant, Stacy. Do you see Stacy's
yes.
message on? All right. Hey, Stacy, send her a couple of websites. Okay, I'm going to ask her to share the link of these websites.
We fight for gender justice for all. The equal advocate is one of the ones
she
sent.
Did you send that, Stacy? Yep. Stacy, did you send it?
Did you get it?
Yep. Did you get it?
Yes. Uh huh.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Stacy. Equalrights.org. All right. So if you look at that one, that's also a custom-made design. There is a
mm-hmm.
sign-up area, a donate option. Sign-up areas for new visitors, someone who's visiting the website for the first time. And
mm-hmm.
it also provides a login area and then the donate option. And for all of these websites, what we basically did is we ran the Fund Me campaigns. They're a base capital.
Mm-hmm.
For different events and personal branding as well. Some of them, they have a mobile application where customers can directly, equalrights.org. Now, if you see, it has a custom layout. The pictures and all of that, they're all custom designed. Now, as far
mm-hmm.
as the pictures goes, do you want to keep the same pictures, the content that you have on the website, enough3e.org? Or
some of them are going to stay, and some of them are going to change. I need to change out because
right.
some of them are so dated that I need to archive them because
right.
apparently, based on the thing I have with GoDaddy, it can only hold so much content. Without me having to upgrade,
right.
I guess, to a different level. So I have, like, a lot of videos that I would love to drop on there, but I'm probably going to have to drop them on my website's YouTube page instead.
Yep. Actually, you can also do it on your website, the hosting that you currently have. You really need a dedicated server so that it can accommodate all that data. The donate option that I'm looking at on your website, like, you don't see it right on top, right on the homepage. You have to scroll down to
mm-hmm.
where it says make a donation. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about?
Yeah, you want to be able to do
so,
it right off the bat.
Exactly. If they're able to see it right on top, when they're on the, if they see that option, it's easier
uh-huh.
for the users to navigate. So that's the whole idea, for them to easily navigate to the website without getting too overwhelmed by it or, getting too complicated. So that's
mm-hmm.
the first priority. If you look at now.org, it has a simple layout but a very elegant layout. It has a donate option. It has a members-only area. It also has events where, if there's any event coming up, it gives out information for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm looking at you all
and
various packages.
Oh, you're looking at the package? So let me suggest you which one's going to be the ideal package for your website. Just give me one second. Now, besides the website, do you have the office stationery, like business cards and letterheads? And
I do that. I don't have – I mean, I work out of my home right now until we get a building. So, yeah. But I already have business cards and all of that to go on.
Oh, you already have all of that? Okay. So what you would probably need is a website, is a solution where you're able to accept payments through the website. You also have a content management system, and you also have a mobile responsive feature. I tried to look up your website on my phone, and it wasn't coming up exactly as it is on my computer screen. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, a couple times, and I've had to get her to fix it because it should be pretty easy to pop up.
Exactly. The reason it's not doing that right now is because it doesn't have a mobile responsive feature.
A motor?
It needs to have a mobile responsive feature.
Mobile. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
right,
a feature that we put that on the website, well, on the development stage, so that it comes up across all the operating system, not just on laptop or computer, but also on Android or iOS or a tabloid.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, so see, this was a lady that I paid that I thought would know all this stuff to be able to do that. And so I was looking for somebody that would be able to provide creativity or even take the initiative and say, hey, this is the latest thing out here. Let's do this and let's do that. But she doesn't do anything. I'm not dragging her or throwing her under the bus or anything, but she doesn't. And so unless I say, hey, let's put this out there or whatever, or
right.
I have to constantly remind her about stuff. So I had another young lady I was going to have do my website, and she reviewed and she told me my website looked very flat, that it's not really engaging.
Yeah,
I want to draw someone in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
It's very static, yeah. It's very static, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's
why I was looking
yeah,
at
yeah, that's another reason. Exactly. Sorry to cut you off there, but that's another one of the reasons why you aren't getting a good amount of traffic and visitors on the website, is because it's a static website. Now, Google doesn't really, encourage those kind of websites which are static or, which doesn't comply with all its compliances. So in order to have a good ranking on Google and other search engines, is if your website is dynamic, it's built on the latest up-to-date technology and platform.
Mm-hmm.
So since you've been in it for since 2018, so it's since over 4 years, you must have a good list of clients already.
So
right.
my clientele are people that are, homeless, domestic violence, those type of individuals.
Right.
I'm about to submit for some grants and get some more sponsors. So that's one of the
right.
reasons why, too, I wanted to change my website to make it more user-friendly and more, adaptive to the audience that I'm trying to pull.
Exactly, and we can also help you set up those campaigns so that you get sponsorship. You can set up campaigns, so once they see that, they see that the website has that content available, so it's easier for them to make a decision on that, rather than doing the research. If they don't see that kind of content,
currently what?
On the way. Makes things easier.
You're breaking up, Ann. I can hardly understand you. What now?
Then to look at,
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Let me.
Yeah, I'm here. It's breaking up really bad. I don't know why.
I'll call you right back.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's...